Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Okay, folks, I gave you fair warning earlier in the hour. I told you there was someone who was a force is going to join us. He's not a regular person like you and me. He's a force. Sit back in your chairs. Buckle your seatbelts. Gerald Celente is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. He's the director and the founder of the Trends Research Institute, weekly publication of the Trends Journal, author of the Book of Prophecy, Trends 2000, and an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 21st anniversary here, and he's our good friend, Gerald. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for 21 great years. Hey, Gerald, I want you to give us your take we've had a lot of discussion about the Fed in the last several months, in the last week or so since they met again, some of their actions. We've got a lot of people are very disappointed in the Fed, their monetary policies, but there is one element out there. There's one factor out there that is the real responder, the true responder of the Fed behavior, and that's gold. And you're a gold expert. Tell us about what you think.
Well, we sent out a trend alert to our subscribers, and you probably got it, on June 6th.
Yep.
And the headline was The Gold Bull Run. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce. And I forecast that this is the beginning of the gold bull run, and it will spike toward $2,000 an ounce.
Wow.
And now, of course, as we're looking at gold, it's what, around $1,525 an ounce.
It's gone up almost 50% since you said that.
No. Well, $200.
$200. That's right. $200. That's right. That's still a lot, though. That's 18%. That's 18%.
Yeah, it's a nice spike. And this is just the beginning. There's a global slowdown. It's much bigger than the Fed. Of course, the Fed counts a lot. But look, you know, Jim, you mentioned I was on your show now 21 years. You're a great guy. I really like it. I got this 30-year bond for you to buy. And when you cash it in 30 years, because you're such a swell guy, we're going to give you less than what you paid for. We're going to call it negative yields.
Hey, Gerald, give me more of that. I want more of that. How much can I have of that?
Well, you can have all you want. You can buy them in Germany. You can get them in France. You can buy them all around the world.
I don't understand that, Gerald. Explain that.
You don't. I got a better one for you. And if you have any extra money, put it in our bank. You get a minus 0.75%.
Wow.
That's if you go to Switzerland and in Denmark. In Denmark, by the way, they're giving you, you want a mortgage? Get negative rate to get a mortgage.
Wow, I want one of those.
So they're doing everything they can to pump up the failing economy.
Yeah, yeah.
The negative interest rates.
What do you think is at the root of the global slowdown? Is it just a cycle? Is it just we're in that part of the cycle?
Yeah, it's exactly. It was artificially pumped up by monetary methadone that they call things like quantitative easing, negative and zero interest rate policy. This is what they – hey, look, they didn't teach you this in Economics 101 or graduate school. They made this stuff up. These are banksters. All they're interested in doing, they're gamblers. Don't people get it? They're gamblers. They can't – they're addicts. And all they want to do is to feed their addiction. Mm-hmm. And they did it with cheap money, with unprecedented cheap money.
It's not just the bankers, it's the politicians. They did the same thing with their policies.
Like what they did with the
changing the underwriting for home ownership back in the 90s in the Clinton administration. They did the same thing. They're playing around with almost natural law. I mean, we'd gotten our underwriting principles down to a natural law point, and they mucked around with it, and and we wound up with 2008.
Again, the politicians are nothing more than whores. They get paid to put out by who's ever given them money. The pimps that give them money. That's it.
Folks, don't forget, keep those seatbelts buckled. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Well, no, really. I mean, the politicians just do. Imbeciles and morons call them campaign contributions.
Yeah.
Adults call it bribes and payoffs.
So gold.
I mean, really.
You think gold is going to continue to go?
Gold is gold. Yeah. Gold, my estimate for gold is probably on the low end.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And there are people out there that's talking $10,000, $25,000 an hour.
Wow.
And they may be right.
We'll see, because Gerald will be back with me after the break. We're going to talk about some of the crazy stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. Is it real? Is it good for us? Or is it just theater? Kabuki theater. 20 Tail, right back with Gerald Celente. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.